请弟兄姊妹打开腓立比书第二章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们读十四到十六节。
Verses 14 to 16.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverseGeneration, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life.
第一章
Chapter 1,
我们从二十八节读到三十节
From verses 28 to 30.
凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
In no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, experiencing the same conflict which you saw in me and now here to be in me.
我们从头一堂就和弟兄姊妹们讲到
From the first message we have already mentioned
这个你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀将生命的道表明出来
That you appear as lights in the world holding fast the word of life
这是教会追求的一个目标
This is an objective, a goal which the church ought to pursue
这也是神在教会中所要求我们能达到的一个荣耀的结果。
This is also a result that God wants the church to enter into this glory.
我们说这个结果呢是有原因的。
This result has a reason.
那我们讲在腓立比书里面至少有四个重要的原因。
We said that in the book of Philippians there are four important reasons.
啊，第一个原因就是需要有启示。
First is that we need revelation.
若是没有启示
If there is no revelation,
我们不能从很多的错误的光景中那么被纠正。
We cannot be corrected from a lot of wrong understandings.
我们这个眼光也不会转变。
And our eyesight will also not be turned around.
我们不可能有一个确定的一个目标。
Then we do not have a clear and focus.
所以这个生命如果在教会中能像明光照耀一样被显明出来，它是需要启示的。
But if this life were to shine forth as luminaries, then there needs to be revelation.
那么第二个重要的原因
，The second reason
就是十字架的经历
，is the experience of the cross.
我们昨天晚上已经讲过
，Last night we already said
这个十字架的经历是需要学的。
The experience of the cross must be learned.
我们怎么学呢
？How do we learn?
我们乃是从基督的身上来学。
We learn from the person of Christ himself.
保罗说他学会了
，Paul says he has already learned，
并且他学到那个秘诀。
He has learned the secret.
所以无论处在什么样的环境里面。他都没有问题。
So in all circumstances, he's able to overcome.
有了这个十字架的经历
，with this experience of the cross,
这个生命的道就能像明光一样被显明出来。
This word of life can be shining forth as a luminary light.
我们时代祷告我们的主
，we indeed must pray.
求他在这样的日子
，that in these times,
人就能把十字架活化在我们的里面。
That the cross can be truly become internalized in us.
这是神今天在地上。所用的最有效的路，最有效的方法。
This is the most effective way of God in this time.
也是唯一的方法。
It's the only way.
除此之外，没有别的方法。
There's no other way.
所以我们不需要用世界的方法。
We do not need to use the earth's worldly ways.
我们更不需要今天用许多所谓摩登的方法。
We also need not use modern ways.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要主在这些方面让我们里面有清楚明白的认识。
The Lord needs to help us to be clear within our hearts.
好，叫我们能对着这古老的十字架能够效忠。
That we might be faithful to the old rugged cross.
那么第三个原因
，The third reason，
就是属灵的征战
，is warfare, spiritual warfare.
啊，必须在征战上有得胜的经历。
That in the matter of warfare, we need overcoming experiences.
才能够让这个生命的道如明光。照耀
so that this word of life can come forth as a shining light.
啊，第四个点。
Fourth point.
就是明天晚上我们所要交通的。
What we share tomorrow night.
那是讲到教会的合一。
And that is the unity of the church.
是一个身体的合一。
It's a unity of the body.
主，那是今天要借着教会把这个生命彰显出来。
God wants through the church to bring forth this light.
教会必须追求这个合一的经历。
Church needs to pursue this unity.
那么今天晚上我们来看这个属灵的征战。
Tonight we want to see the matter of spiritual warfare.
我想弟兄姊妹，当我们把腓立比书第二章十四到十六节读过的时候
，When we read Philippians chapter 2 verse 14 to 16,
你会看见，在那个荣耀的结果的前面
，That in what precedes the glorious result,
那里我们看见有仇敌的一个权势。
You can see.The forces of the evil one.
那里好像有一大片的乌云笼罩在那个地方。
There is this as if a dark cloud surrounding it.
那么保罗告诉我们，这里有一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
There is what Paul mentioned, a crooked and perverse generation.
我们知道这是仇敌的一个权势。
We know that this is the realm of the evil one.
而今天，神要求我们。
God pleads with us today.
教会要在仇敌的这个庞大的权势底下
，That under this whole realm space of the evil one,
能为神做明光照耀的见证。
That in such a context and background, we still exist as shining lights for him.
所以这里有一个很大的冲突在这里。
Here there is a great conflict.
那么这里有一个很大的征战在这里。
Here there is a great warfare.
弟兄姊妹，我们都晓得。
Versus we know,
保罗的一生、啊、几乎都是在征战的里面。
Paul's entire life is in a warfare.
从他蒙恩得救之后
，From the time he was saved,
我们看见这个征战一直随着他的。
That this warfare accompanied him all the way.
一直最后到他为主殉道。
All the way till he was martyred.
那么我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
使徒保罗实在是一个老练的战士。
That Paul is indeed an experienced warrior.
他不仅明白神。永远的旨意。
Not only did he understand the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，他也知道仇敌的诡计。
He also knew the schemes of the evil one.
他曾经说过，我们并非不知道仇敌的诡计。
He says that we are not unawares of the schemes of the evil one.
啊，保罗认识仇敌。
Paul recognized and understood the evil one.
比许多人的认识都要来得清楚。
He was clearer than most people.
我们从他所写的书信里面可以看见。
From his epistles, we can see.
他对于仇敌所有的这些诡计。他都一一的把它拆穿了。
That Paul was able to break through all the schemes and wiles of the evil one.
所以保罗是一个仇敌眼中非常非常恨恶的一个人。
So Paul is somebody greatly disliked by the evil one.
啊，你记得这个圣经曾经这样记载。
The Bible once recorded.
有人呢假充用保罗所传的主耶稣要来赶鬼。
Some people use the God of Paul to chase demons.
连鬼都说什么呢？耶稣我们知道，保罗我们也认识的。
The demon said, Jesus I know and God and Paul I know.
他实在是一个在仇敌的跟前啊，是仇敌所恨恶的一个人。
He is somebody that is greatly despised by the evil one.
因为他完全明白仇敌的诡计是什么。
Because he totally understands the wiles of the evil one.
他知道仇敌的这个势力，整个的势力是为了。反对基督的。
Because he knows and understands that the forces of darkness is one that opposes. Christ.
撒旦要用一切所有的力量来阻止这个生命的道的显明。
Satan uses all his energy to prevent this outflow of life.
这是保罗在世的时候，在日世的日子所遇见的一个征战。
So this is what Paul encountered while he was on this earth.
现在我们看见腓立比的教会也在这个征战的里面。
And we see the church of Philippi also in this conflict.
在腓立比书第一章三十节，他说
，In chapter 1 verse 30, it says,
他说你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见现在所听见的一样。
Experiencing the same conflict which you saw in me and now here to be in me.
现在当腓立比的教会进入这个征战的时候，
And the church of Philippi enters into this conflict.
他们就明白了保罗所遇见的征战。
Then they understood what Paul when encountered in this conflict.
弟兄姊妹们，实在来说，今天地上的教会神的儿女们所遇见的也是同一个征战。
And so similarly the conflict that brothers and sisters experience today is the same conflict.
所以我们今天要明白这个属灵征战的这个原因是非常重要的一件事情。
So we need to importantly understand the reason for this warfare.
神的旨意是要把他的生命托付给教会，托付给我们。
God's will is that he wants to give us his life through the church.
然后让我们呢成为一个发光的 一个器皿能把这个生命彰显出来。
That we can be a luminary to shine forth this light.
但是呢，我们知道这黑暗的权势仇敌呢，要阻挡神的旨意这个出现。
But the forces of darkness wants to prevent this coming forth of light.
所以因此呢，在这个宇宙中间就有了一个属灵的征战。
And so in the spiritual realm there is a warfare.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道这个仇敌啊
，We know this。Satan,
他也是相当的聪明的
He is intelligent.
并且他也有相当的一个计划的
He has a scheme, a system.
弟兄姊妹们，当他在攻击神的教会的时候
When he attacks the church,
他来破坏神的工作的时候
When he destroys the work of God,
他不是随便乱打的
He does not anyhow fight.
因为他知道神的旨意在哪里
Because he knows exactly where God's will is.
那么那个就是他攻击的重点
That is the focal point of his attack.
那么今天我们要看仇敌攻击的重点是什么呢
We want to see now what is the focal point of Satan's attack.
所以我觉得这一次哈，我们在这里的特会这个主题是相当重要。
I think that this time this conference theme is very important.
我不知道弟兄们当初选这个题目的时候，知不知道这个题目是这么重要
？I don't know when the brothers selected this, whether we understood that it's such an important topic.
当我们在这里思想读的时候，越读越觉得重要。
The more we study this, the more important it seems.
啊，我们知道这个生命的道啊
，this word of life.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神今天所托付给教会。
It's something that entrusted to the church.
那我们陈弟兄们已经告诉我们啊
，Our brother Chen has already mentioned
这个道呢，曾经有两方面的表现。
This word has had two manifestations.
或者有两种方式来把它显明出来。
Two expressions, two forms of expressions.
那么第一种的方式
，The first expression.
我们晓得主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
The Lord Jesus came in the form of flesh.
我们也可以说这个道。是一个活出来的道。
This word is a living word.
啊，另外一个方式呢，就借着圣经。
The other expression is through the Bible.
那么这圣经呢，被称作是写出来的道。
The word is a written out word.
其实我们知道，无论是活出来的道或写出来的道，都是指的主耶稣基督说。
Whether it is a living out of the word or a written word, it is an expression of the Lord Jesus.
那么这个活出来的道，代表着一个器皿。
It's a vessel.
这个写出来的道就是真理。
The written word is truth.
我们晓得这是今天这个道最重要的两个表现的方式。
So this we know is the most important expression of the word.
而仇敌今天的攻击就循着这两条线攻击。
And Satan's attack is to attack these two lines.
啊，是因为仇敌知道这是神心中所要的。
Because Satan knows that this is what God wants.
今天我们看见好像撒旦在地上做这个做那个。
We see that today Satan seems to be doing this and that.
其实那些都还是次要的。
Those are actually secondary.
他攻击的重心点是这个。
The focal point of his attack is this.
如果他能在这两个条线上面打胜
，If he can win in these two lines of attack,
神的整个计划就被破坏。
Then God's entire plan will be fouled.
弟兄姊妹，我们从创世纪第三章看见人的堕落的时候。就非常的清楚看见。
In Genesis 3, when man fell, we can see this.
所以当初我们知道这个仇敌啊。
We know that the Satan at that time.
他用蛇的形态出现。
He came in the form of a serpent.
他第一件重要的事情，他就是扭曲神的话语。
The first thing he does is to distort God's word.
因为神明明的告诉亚当夏娃说。这个分别善恶树上的果子，你们吃的日子是必定要死的。
Because God did say that if you partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you will surely die.
但是魔鬼对夏娃说
，But Satan told Eve,
你们吃的日子不一定死。
When you partake of it of this fruit, you may not necessarily die.
啊，他就把神的话扭曲了。
And so he distorts the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，结果呢，夏娃就上当了。
And so Eve fell into the trap.
他就把这个分别善恶树上的果子把它吃下去。
And so he partook of the fruit.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，当初啊，生命树跟分别善恶树的果子都在那里。
At that time, the fruit of the tree of life and the fruit of the tree of knowledge good and evil are there.
我相信呢，可能呢，这个生命树的果子不太好看。
Perhaps the fruit of the tree of life is not so nice to see.
因为这个女人呢，都喜欢美的东西。
Because women like beautiful things.
啊。你不好看，他不要去。
Not nice, they're not attracted to it.
所以呢，这个分别善恶树的果子特别的弄得悦人眼目。
The tree of the knowledge of evil, the fruit particularly appealing.
圣经是这样写的。
The Bible seemed to have record it this way.
啊，所以他就 这个寻着这个美的事物去。
And so she was attracted to what was beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这对我们今天是重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder to us.
这个世界上有很多你以为美的事物，背后都是隐藏着诡计的。
There are many things that appear beautiful, but behind is evil and temptation.
结果呢，这个果子吃下去之后呢
？After eating of this fruit,
他也给了夏亚当吃。
And also given it to Adam.
结果亚当夏娃就变成罪人。
And Adam and Eve become fallen men.
我们知道神当初造人的时候，神要用人来作为他见证的器皿，对吧
？When God first created man, He wanted man to be an expression, the vessel of His testimony.
现在这个器皿也被破坏了。
And now this vessel has been destroyed.
所以你看见仇敌攻击的重点就是这两个重点。
And so you see that Satan's attack is on these two lines.
第一个，扭曲神的话语。
First is to distort God's word.
毁坏真理。
To destroy truth.
第二个，破坏那个见证的器皿。
Second is to destroy the vessel.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要知道今天仇敌的工作，到底是怎样在地上进行的。
We must understand how Satan does his work on this earth.
所以，这个仇敌的战略啊，他所谓的攻击，一直到今天都没有改变。
And so his form of attack.Still, it's the same up to today.
那么今天我们也许问，到底今天这个战场在哪里呢
？So we must ask, where is the battlefield today?
弟兄姊妹们，以弗所书很清楚告诉我们
，The book of Ephesians clearly tells us
这个战场今天就在教会。
This battle is in the church.
属灵征战的这个主战场在教会。
The main battlefield is in the church.
因为神把真理托付给教会。
Because God gives the truth to the church.
教会也是见证神真理的一个器皿。
Because the church is also a vessel of testimony.
所以撒旦的整个攻击都在教会。
So Satan's attack is entirely on the church.
当然，教会是什么呢
？But what is the church?
教会就是你我这些蒙恩得救的基督徒。
Church is the redeemed brothers and sisters.
所以整体的战争来讲的话呢，它的目标是教会。
So the entire battle is in the church.
但是那个小小的战役呢，都是。我们各个圣徒
，But the small battles are brothers are in brothers and sisters.
所以就着我们个人来讲，今天那个征战的战场是在肉体里面。
And so from our individual perspective, our battle is our flesh.
啊，就好像比方说第二次世界大战
，Like the Second World War.
我们晓得那是一个整个是一个大的战争。
It is a whole world war.
但在这个战争里面呢，有很多局部的这些战役。
But we know that within this big battle, there are small battles.
啊，有的是打德国人，有的打日本人。
Some attacking the Germans, some attacking Japanese.
啊，有的战场在南洋，有的在中国。
Some in 南洋 some in China.
啊，有的在法国，有在意大利。
Some in Italy, some in France.
我们看就有很多不同的这种 battles, 这种战役。
So there are many small battles going on.
但是呢，整个战争我们称它为第二次世界大战。
But the whole battle we see it as the Second World War.
今天整个属灵征战的那个主战场是整个教会。
The whole battle today is in the church.
但是那个小小的战役呢
？But the small battles.
有的是我们个人身上。
It's on ourselves.
有的时候是各个地方的一些聚会。
Perhaps also on the local churches.
有的是我们的家庭。
Also our families.
有的是我们的事业。
Also our careers.
所以弟兄姊妹们。这个战争可以说是一个全面的战争。
So this battle is a holistic battle.
啊，所以我们今天必须要知道，这个仇敌在这里作战的时候
，We must understand when Satan attacks.
那个战场在哪里
？Where is the battlefield?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
实在来说啊，这个战争呢、啊，对基督徒来讲是与生俱来的，就是你生出来就在战场上。
When For us Christians, you are born into battle.
没有一个基督徒可以逃避的。
Not a Christian can flee away from this.
啊，所以我们必须要明白，我们今天在地上，我们在从事一场征战。
So when we are on earth, we are in a battle.
当然，就着今天世界来讲的话，我们很怕打仗。
From a worldly point of view, we are fearful of warfare.
我们最好不要打仗。
The best is not to fight.
啊，从前呢。这个你住在美国时候觉得很安全。
In the past, if you live in America, it seems safe.
因为打来打去都在别的国家，对不对
？You fight all the battles are elsewhere.
啊，我们只要派兵到那边去打就好了。
We send troops there to other countries.
现在这个战争就发现不一样了。
But now the battle is different.
是全面的战争呐、啊。
It is battle on home ground.
就是在美国本土呢，这个也不安全。
Even on home ground, it's not safe anymore.
所以我们现在上飞机啊，你都有点提心吊胆。
Now you go up the plane, you are trembling.
你不知道哪架飞机里面有没有炸弹。
You don't know which plane has a bomb on it.
所以你要提高警觉。
You have to be vigilant.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们属灵的征战也是一样。
Today our spiritual warfare is likewise.
它是无所不在的，无孔不入的。
It's everywhere.
是全面性的一个战争。
It is holistic.
并且弟兄姊妹，你一生出来你就在这个战争里面。
Since you are born again, you already enter into this battle.
所以你想不打也不行。
So you cannot but fight.
所以这个战争呢，没有打不打的问题。
It's not a matter of whether you want to fight or otherwise.
只有什么呢？得胜与失败的问题。
It's just a matter of whether it's victory or defeat.
只有胜败的问题。
It's a matter of victory or defeat.
你不是得胜，你就是失败。
If you do not have victory, you'll be defeated.
弟兄姊妹，你中间没有选择的。
There is no other choice in between.
所以我们呢，可以说是没有退路的。
There is no retreating.
你必须往前去的。
It's only a forward stance.
今天我们看见有很多神的儿女们呢，并不懂得属灵征战的这个意义。
There are many God's children who do not understand the meaning of warfare.
所以一碰见仇敌来了啊，投降。
So when Satan comes, surrender.
我曾经看见有一个弟兄啊。
I once seen a brother.
其实他平常他还是蛮爱主的。
Usually he still loves the Lord.
那么后来他得着 cancer.
Then he had some cancer.
那么我就到医院去看他了。
So I went to the hospital to visit him.
看他的时候，我就想要为他祷告。
So I want to pray for him.
结果他说：“弟兄啊，看主的旨意吧。”
Say, brother, I see what God's will is.
主要我走，我就走了。
The Lord wants me to go, I'll go.
哎呀，我在那里一个什么感觉呢
？So what kind of feeling had I then?
我想你碰见这个东西，至少要 fight 一下吧。
If you encounter this, at least you need to fight.
他完全不 fight.
He entirely did not fight.
他认命了。
He gave up.
哎呀，那天我心里很难过。
That day I was very.
因为我去，我想为他祷告的。
Because I wanted to pray for him.
结果这么一弄，我也祷告不出来了。
After that, I couldn't pray anymore.
所以过了没多久，他就死掉了。
After a while, he died.
啊，我心里实在很难过。
So I was very sad within me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在属灵的战场上，你要打仗。
In a battlefield, you must fight.
因为我们的主是得胜者。
Because our Lord is the overcomer.
他在加略山上已经完全得胜。
On Calvary, he's already completely won.
我们不能有失败主义的思想。
You cannot have a mindset of defeat.
你要起来打。
You must arise and fight.
靠着主的恩典打。
According to God's grace to fight.
即使我病死了，我也是打一场美好的仗。
Even if I were to die soon, I will fight a good fight.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这个战场上面。
In such a battle,
只有胜败的问题。
Only a matter of victory or defeat.
就像以色列人的神带领他们进入迦南地的时候。
Just like John Israel when they entered the land of Canaan.
他们必须征战。
They must fight.
他们只有得胜与失败的问题。
Either defeat or victory.
没有什么打不打的问题。
Not a matter of whether they are willing to fight.
到处都是敌人。
Everywhere was enemy.
我们看见那里有很多的支派啊，他们的光景很可怜的。
But we know that the many tribes then were in the deploring state.
尤其那个但支派。
Especially the tribe of Dan.
人家别的支派呢，都已经开始这个得着产业了。
Every other tribe already obtained their inheritance.
他们还在那个山上跑来跑去。
They were still in the mountain running here and there.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是圣经给我们看见的一个历史上的一幅图画。
So this is what a picture from history that God has given us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们必须要明白一件事情。
We must understand this.
今天我们在一个战场上。
We are in a battlefield.
我们在打属灵的仗。
We are fighting a spiritual warfare.
如果我们能靠着主的恩典，
we can depend on God's grace to be victorious.
我们个人的生命中能叫主的生命能够像明光照耀。
Our individual lives can be like luminaries.
那么如果我们整个的教会
，if the whole church，
我们在主的跟前能够为主打一个胜仗
，that before the Lord's feet we can fight a victorious fight，
这个生命就能够彰显出来。
Then this life can be manifested.
所以你说你怎么知道你得胜了
？How do you know you are victorious？
当我们看见最近的教会的光景开始发光了
，when we see the conditions of the church improving，
生命的道在这里能表现出来了
，that the word of life can be manifested for，
那你就知道你是站在一个得胜的地位上面。
Then we know that you are on overcoming ground。
我们今天在地上这个属灵的征战
，today on earth while in this spiritual warfare，
弟兄姊妹不仅是为着神的见证
，not only because of God's testimony，
也是为着我们得产业
，that but also that we may obtain an inheritance，
也是为着我们属灵生命的这个长进
，that also because of the maturing of life。
所以这个属灵的征战是非常重要的
，so this spiritual warfare is very important。
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，当我们在传福音的时候
，we know that when we preach the gospel，
有的时候福音朋友会问这样的问题。
Sometimes our gospel friends will ask a question。
你说这个世界中有黑暗的权势，有魔鬼。
You see, in this world there is the forces of darkness and Satan。
神为什么不把魔鬼除掉呢
？Why doesn't God remove Satan altogether？
如果魔鬼给除掉的话，人也不会堕落。
If Satan is removed, then man will not fall。
我们也不需要过得这么辛苦。
Then we won't have to suffer so much.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个有时候对福音朋友不太容易解释。
So this is something quite difficult to explain to friends of the gospel.
那么做基督徒有没有这样的问题呢
？For Christians, is this such a problem?
哎，我们说都是魔鬼闯的祸。
So all the problems are created by the Satan.
所以我现在过得很难过。
And so I'm very miserable today.
神为什么不把魔鬼除掉呢
？So why does God remove Satan?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神有他的旨意。
We know that God has His will.
神为什么要留下仇敌
？Why does God want to cause Satan to remain?
我想至少有两个重要的原因，我们需要知道。
I think there are two important reasons that we need to understand.
第一个
，First,
神计划的时间还没有到。
God's timing of His plan hasn't come yet.
我们可以从圣经中很清楚地看见。
From the Bible, we can clearly see.
在神创造万有、定下时间的时候
，When God created the universe in terms of time,
仇敌已经在整个神的控制底下。
Satan is already
under
control by God.
让我们知道，在这个神的计划的里面
，That in God's plan,
弟兄姊妹，总有一天仇敌要接受审判。
That Satan will one day be judged.
啊，这个圣经已经明着把它已经写出来了。
The Bible has already recorded this clearly.
所以这是我们知道的头一个原因。
So this is the first reason.
那么第二个原因呢
？Second reason.
就是因为神要使他的教会呢。经过火的炼净
，That God wants the church to be refined.
啊，我们要知道地上有许多的苦难，仇敌带给人的苦难是为的什么呢？为的让教会能够变得更纯净。
There are many sorrows brought about by Satan so that the church can be refined.
啊，这个在四世纪第三章
，In Judges
第二节里面有很清楚的话。
In Judges chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 is very clear.
好，我们为着这个年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，我们来把它读一下。
Shall we, because of the younger brothers and sisters?
特别请年轻弟兄姊妹记住这两节圣经。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, young brothers and sisters can particularly note these two verses. Judges chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
我们读一下《四世纪》第三章第一和第二节。耶和华留下这几族，为要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。请年轻弟兄姊妹用英文读一遍。
Shall young brothers use English to read it? Judges chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
所以这两节圣经很清楚地告诉我们
，So these two verses clearly tell us，
当初神没有让以色列人所有的仇敌统统被消灭
，God did not initially cause all the enemies to be removed，
也是为了以色列的后代
，It's because of Israel's future generations，
神要叫他们学习打仗
，That they may learn war。
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，不仅年长的弟兄姊妹在教会中，他们有的为的主打属灵仗打了几十年
，Not only the experience older brothers and sisters fighting this warfare。
现在可能慢慢的青年弟兄姊妹该你们上场
That is time for the younger brothers and sisters to go onto the battlefield
所以你要懂得属灵征战的事情
Then you must also understand no spiritual warfare
所以这是今天神留下仇敌的一个原因
And so this is one of the reasons why God lets Satan remain
为要使我们属灵的生命能够成长
That our spiritual life can mature
为叫我们的生命能够更多的纯净
That our life will be more matured
啊，神许可留下这些仇敌
That God allows Satan to remain.
在旧约时代中间，神是这样带领以色列百姓的。
This is how God led the children of Israel in the Old Testament.
但在新约时代中间，还有一个非常重要的思想。
But in the New Testament, there's another very important thinking.
那就是得胜者的思想。
And that is the thinking of the overcomers.
弟兄姊妹们，神留下仇敌，就是为着希望有些神的儿女们能靠着主。能够有得胜的经历。
Satan is remained on this earth so that by God's grace the overcomers can be brought forth.
因为神为着得胜者预备奖赏。
Because God's prepared a prize, a reward for the overcomers.
所以呢，这可以说是啊，我们知道今天仇敌被留下来的一个相当主要的两个原因。
And so this is why Satan is still remained on this earth. Two reasons.
我们。在征战的事情上面
，In the matter of warfare，
这个中国的这个《孙子兵法》上面讲啊
，In 孙子 out of war.
这个知己知彼，百战百胜，对吧？
You know yourself and know your enemy. This is 100%.
现在我们知道有仇敌。
100 battles won.
那我们知道有仇敌。
We know that there is Satan.
但是到底这个仇敌的本身啊，还有他的将来的那个结局是怎样呢？
So, about Satan himself and his end, what is it about?
所以我们对仇敌也需要有一个认识。
We need to know more about Satan.
圣经的确在这方面给我们有一些的教导。
The Bible does instruct us concerning this.
那我们首先看见哈，这个整个黑暗的国度啊，这个权势里面那个领头的。
We understand the leader of this kingdom of darkness.
我们知道那个是魔鬼，对吧？
That's the devil himself.
但圣经里面对他有很多不同的称呼。
We know that there are many names attributed to the devil.
哇，我这许多的称呼啊，就说明了你不可以轻看这个这个仇敌的这个头。
These many names show us that we cannot lightly regard who the devil is.
啊，圣经称他为魔鬼。
There is, he's known as the devil.
他叫撒旦。
Satan.
要古蛇。
The old serpent.
大龙。
The dragon.
啊，兽。
The beast.
还有路西佛。
And Lucifer.
你看有好多的名称呢。
There are many, many names.
这每一个名称呢，都说明了他有某一方面的本事。
And all these names show that he is talented in different ways.
他有某一方面的能力在。
He has different abilities.
那么什么叫魔鬼呢？我想我们简单说一下啊。
What does the devil mean?
这个魔鬼，说他是魔鬼的意思就是他非常的邪恶。
That he is devil means very wicked, very evil.
他会迷惑人的。
He'll delude people.
那个撒旦的意思呢，就是阻挡。
Satan means to obstruct.
这个古蛇呢，就说明他非常的诡诈。
Old serpent means very deceitful.
这个大龙呢
，The big dragon
说明他会逼迫。
Means to persecute.
他会吞吃人的。
To swallow up people.
那么兽呢
？The beast
就讲到它非常的凶残
，very cruel
啊，它会杀害人的
，will kill people。
这个路西佛呢
？Lucifer
啊，路西佛就是明亮的晨星，它这个意思就是说呢，它也可以装作光明的天使。
Lucifer means angel of light, but he can become a false angel of light。
说明它会假冒
Imitators, imitating.
所以你看见这个仇敌的头啊，它是一个有多方面功能的这么一个东西。
So the leader of this darkness has these many functions.
所以今天我们所面对的是这么样的一个仇敌。
So today we are faced with such a Satan.
这也可以说呢，是敌军的总司令。
He's the commander in chief of the evil forces.
Yeah.他是一个相当有能力的一个东西。
It's a very capable person.
那不仅这样，他还有很多的差役。
He also has many followers.
这个差役呢，那么在圣经中分成两种。
These followers of two kinds.
第一种叫做使者。
The first are angels.
对。在这个马太福音25:41
In Matthew 25:41
和启示录12:4呢
Revelation 12:4
都记载着
Records
就是当初呢这个撒旦他从天上坠落的时候
At that time when Satan fell from heaven
他这个尾巴呢拖着三分之一天上的心下来了
His tail led one third of the angels fallen angels
那我们知道那就是有三分之一的天使跟着他一同堕落。
So we know that one third of the angels fell with him.
那么这些呢，被称作什么呢？是魔鬼的使者。
These are the angels of the devil.
那不仅这样，圣经中还提到了有这个邪灵和这个污鬼。
The Bible also records evil spirits and unclean spirits.
那么这个邪灵和污鬼是从哪里来的呢
？So where do evil and unclean spirits come from?
我看过有个弟兄是这样解释。
There was a brother who explained it in this way.
他说这个巫鬼呢，都是一些呢脱体的灵。
The evil spirits are spirits departed from their bodies.
这个他们本来有身体的，后来离开这个身体。
Originally they had bodies, but they departed from the bodies.
所以他们解释说，可能呢是在前一个世界里面的一种的东西。
That perhaps in the first world It happened then.
我们读这个创世纪的时候啊，我们都知道啊。
When we read Genesis, we know.
今天我们所在的这个天地是一个复造的天地。
That the earth that we exist today is a recovered earth.
在这个世界之前还有一个世界。
That before this current earth, there is a earth before this.
而那个世界呢，被那个堕落的天使把它弄得破坏。
That previous earth, the first earth.Has been destroyed by the fallen angels.
所以，创世纪第一章第一节就告诉我们说呢，这个地啊变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
That Genesis chapter 1 tells us that the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
所以在那个世界里面呢，神曾经可能有一些的创造的东西在那里。
That perhaps at the first world.God has already had some creation there.
但是因为他们堕落了
，but because of fallenness,
他们受到了神的审判
，that they had God's judgment.
所以他们的灵魂灵呢，跟那个身体就分开来了。
And so the spirit was departed from the body.
而这一批的这个巫鬼啊，这邪灵啊
，so these unclean spirits and evil spirits
啊，他们有个特性，他们就是喜欢附在一个东西，附在一个身体上。
That they have this uniqueness, and that is they like to Come onto bodies, be other people.
附在人体里面。
They like to come onto people.
我们晓得这个
people's bodies.
在福音书里面呢，
we know that
主耶稣有一次来到这个加大拉的地方啊，就是格拉森的地方。
We know that once in the Gospels, Jesus came to the country of the Gadarenes.
那个地方有坟茔里面有两个被鬼附的人。
So that in the tomb there were two men.
那么结果呢？主经过那里的时候啊
，When the Lord went to that place，
他们就很叫，他们力气很大
，They had full of energy and they were screaming，
链子也锁不住
，And the chains could not hold them。
那么主就在那里吩咐那个鬼出去
，And the Lord commanded the demons to depart。
那个鬼叫做群，一大群。
The demons were noted as legion。
当主要赶他们出去的时候
，So when the Lord chased them out，
他们就央求主耶稣
，They pleaded with the Lord。
他说啊。能不能让我们呢进到猪群里面去
can we go to the swine the herd
所以后来主就让他们去
so the Lord allowed them to go
结果这一群的鬼呢就跑到2000条猪的里面
and so they went into 2000 pigs
结果这些猪呢就冲到山崖里面到海里面都又淹死掉
and all these pigs rush into the sea and they were all drowned
所以你会看见在这里这个邪灵有个特性
and so theseEvil spirits had a specialty.
它需要附在人体身上，或者附在一个动物的这个体上面。
They must go onto a body or an animal.
这是很可怕的一个东西。
This is most frightful.
那弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
那么圣经记载着，当时主耶稣在世的时候，很多人好像被这个鬼附。
At the time of the ministry of the Lord, there were many people who seemed to be who are possessed by demons.
所以主耶稣过去就把这些鬼都赶出去。
And so the Lord cast out all these demons.
弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
这个巫鬼呢也有好多种
These evil spirits are different kinds
啊，不止一种
Not just one kind
那么有的地方呢这个鬼被称作恶鬼
At some places they are known as wicked spirits
啊，这个很凶恶的
Very wicked
那么还有呢这个哑鬼哑巴鬼
And 哑巴 dumb
Deaf
spirits, dumb spirits, whatever.
这个还有呢，聋子鬼。
Deaf spirits.
所以这些鬼呢，一附在人身上的时候，那个人就哑巴了。
And so when the spirit comes upon this person, then the person becomes dumb.
那鬼有时候一附在人身上的时候，这个人就耳聋了。
And if it's come on the person, become deaf.
啊，这个在马可福音第九章二十五节的记载。
And Mark chapter 9 records.
当然还有其他的经节。
There are other verses.
那么还有一种鬼呢
？Another kind of evil spirit
在使徒行传第十六章十六节告诉我们
，In Acts chapter 16 verse 16 tells us
那个叫做巫鬼，那个会行巫术的那个鬼。
These are the spirits that can conduct divination, fortune telling.
What?
Pantom.
Pantom. 他会行很多的法术的。
He can do divination.
你们记得主耶稣保罗跟巴拉巴来到这个保罗来到菲律比的时候。
So when Paul came to Philippi,
那么有一个使女身上就附着这样的鬼。
There was this slave girl who was possessed.
她会叫她的主人这个发财的。
He could cause her masters to make fortune.
弟兄姊妹，这个鬼在今天在世界上也是真正存在的。
This kind of evil spirit exists today.
我们在西雅图就有这么一个人。
There is such a person in Seattle.
他对很多人讲，他说你只要跟着我三年，我就保证你发财。
Tell a lot of people, you follow me for 3 years, you'll be rich.
你知道在那个地方就很多的工程师啊，有很多的科学家都跟着他。
A lot of scientists and engineers follow this person.
啊，弟兄姊妹，非常非常可怕。
Very, very frightful.
非常邪恶。
Very, very wicked.
所以我们看见这个魔鬼他有很多的猜疑。
That this devil has many followers.
当然，弟兄姊妹，今天我们不需要害怕。
But today we need not worry.
啊，我们知道不是我们怕鬼，是鬼怕我们。
We need not fear the devil. The devil is scared of us.
啊，所以你听了这个，你不要害怕。
So if you, after hearing this, you need not fear.
今天主在我们的里面。
Today the Lord is in us.
啊，仇敌碰见了主，那是他只有逃跑的。
Satan, when he encounters the Lord, has to flee.
但是今天我们需要认识一下这个魔鬼和他的整个部队。
But today we need to know the devil and his entire army.
我们知道他的工作的一个性质。
We must understand the way he works.
这是圣经里面给我们看见。
So this is what the Bible tells us.
那么我们知道仇敌最后的结局呢？
We know the end of the final end of the devil.
就是哪里呢？
Is where?
就是神要把他们放在无底坑的里面。
Is to put him into the bottomless pit.
那么要把他关锁一千年。
For to lock him up for 1,000 years.
最后
，finally，
神要把他们完全丢在火湖的里面。
And finally to cast them all into hell.
所以今天在属灵的征战上面
，And today in spiritual warfare，
我们也需要认识仇敌。
We must recognize the devil.
今天主在地上实在是。巴望能够得着像保罗这样一种老练的战士。
The Lord hopes to have experienced warriors like Paul.
所以我们一定要在属灵的征战上面有操练。
That we must exercise in this matter of spiritual warfare.
一定要在主的跟前有学习。
That before the Lord we must have this learning.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常容易受到欺骗。
Very often we are easily deceived.
我跟你们讲一件实在的事。
I tell you something that is.
大概上一次在西雅图一个特会的时候
，at the last conference in Seattle，
那里啊有一个姊妹
，there is a sister there。
有一天我到这个校园里面去的时候
，one day when I went to this school，
她就跑来找我，有几个姊妹陪着她一同来找我。
There was this, she came together with other sisters。
这个姊妹见到我，她就说，她说孙弟兄，我是被鬼附的。
Says brother。Son, I am possessed by the devil.
哇，他说被鬼附的，我就很紧张。
She said that I was excited.
我说你怎么被鬼附了
？I said how did you were you possessed?
然后他就开始解释，他是怎么样的，那讲了一大套啊。
And then she explained how she was possessed.
当然我不需要形容给你们听，再讲这个故事。
I need not explain all the details.
哎呀，我越听越严肃。
Well, the more I heard, the more serious it became.
他说我每次一祷告，要祷告。
Every time I want to pray.
他说我就呕吐。
I would vomit.
然后呢，就翻白眼这样。
Then I'll become pale.
我觉得这个事情很严重。
I think this is very serious.
我们的特会里面怎么来了一个被鬼附的呢
？In the conference, how come somebody who is possessed came?
所以我就去找年长的江弟兄。
So I went to the elderly brother Kong.
我就把这个事情告诉他。
So I told our brother.
哎呀，江弟兄对我说一句什么事话呢
？So what did brother Kong say?
他说弟兄假的。
This is false.
啊，我说假的。
Is it false?
真的。
This is true.
他说假的。
It's false.
我心里面想啊，江弟兄是很会解释圣经话语的。
I think that Brother Kong can explain the Bible very well.
恐怕这个赶鬼没经验。
He had no experience with casting out devils.
他怎么说是假的呢
？How can he say it's false？
啊，所以那天晚上呢，我们就找了好几个弟兄们都来为他祷告。
So that night I called Francis to come and pray.
啊，这个Brother Lance Lambert,
Brother
Dana Condon,
Dana Condon,
啊，江弟兄，然后我还有几个同工们一起在那里。
Brother Kong himself and others.
所以我们叫他来为他祷告。
So we prayed for this.
果然在祷告的时候，他就开始这个发作了。
So in the midst of prayer, this sister began to.
然后眼睛开始翻白的了。
And the face became.
然后这口就开始吐。
And then began vomiting.
后来因为我听江弟兄说是假的嘛。
Because I heard Brother Kong say it's false.
我一看他那个情形，我就说好了好了，停停停。
So I said stop stop stop.
哎，果然我这么一叫，他也醒过来就。
When I said this, she awoke.
后来呢，他的先生告诉我们呢，他这个可能精神上有问题。
The husband said perhaps mental wise she had some problems.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道那件事情呢，我对江弟兄很佩服。
That time I this on this matter I admired our brother Kong.
哇，在征战上面老练呢。
This is experienced warrior.
这个我这个以为说我这个年轻人很刚强的，没有他老练。
I thought this young man was very strong, but not as experienced.
弟兄姊妹，在教会的侍奉上面
，in this matter of service in the church,
我们要做老练的战士。
We must be experienced warriors.
会分辨属灵的事情。
We must be able to differentiate spiritual matters.
在今天这个时代是多么重要的一件事情。
In these times, it's most important.
这我们晓得，越到末了的时代
，especially in come to these end days,
也是撒旦要尽全力攻击的一个时候。
That Satan will use all his energy to attack.
因为他要做最后的挣扎，
because he wants to take the last struggle.
神也许可他把他所有的力气都用完，
and God also allows all his energy to come forth.
神要叫撒旦到最后在审判台前的时候呢，心服口服。
That God wants Satan to be satisfied at the judgment seat, at the judgment.
所以我们在这个末了的时代，
at this end days,
我们遇见的是征战最厉害的一个时代。
We experience the fiercest fight of the battle.
啊，神的军队。
God's army.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们是神的军队。
We are God's army.
你们预备好要打仗呢
？Are you ready for warfare?
啊，要预备好。
You must be prepared.
进入这个战场。
To enter into this warfare.
靠着那位得胜的主。
To depend on this victorious Lord.
不必惧怕仇敌的权势。
There is no need to fear the wiles of the evil one.
我们要感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主留我们在最后一个时代。
The Lord allows us to remain in this last days.
更是为着他的荣耀。
It's more for His glory.
啊，并且我们也晓得这个属灵的战场，这个征战。
We know also that this warfare.
那个主导权不在撒旦的手中。
This conductor is not in the hands of Satan.
这个主导权在圣灵的手中。
The conductor is the Holy Spirit.
你看马太福音第四章第一节很清楚告诉我们。
In Matthew Chapter 4 verse 1 very clearly tells us
是圣灵引导主耶稣进到旷野里面接受魔鬼的试探。
It is the Holy Spirit that directs the Lord Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted.
这不是魔鬼在那里主动的。
It is not mooted by the devil.
是圣灵主动的。
It is mooted by the Holy Spirit.
因为在这个战争的里面，
Because in this warfare,
我们的神有绝对的把握了。
Our Lord has absolute confidence.
啊，只有我们这些人没有把握了。
So only us that's in confidence.
神是绝对有把握的。
God is all confident.
所以我们要相信神。
So we must believe in Him.
相信圣灵的带领。
Believe the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，当以色列人他们要进入迦南地的时候
，So when children of Israel entered the land of Canaan,
当他们过了约旦河
，After they crossed the Jordan River,
那实在是一个危险的状态，对不对
？It was a precarious time.
因为那些探子们已经告诉他们，那里的敌人又高又大。
Because the spies already said that the people they are all giants.
他们的城墙也高大。
Their walls are also high.
啊，现在过了约旦河了。
After crossing Jordan, River Jordan.
我想约书亚心里面恐怕也有一点点这个担心。
Perhaps Joshua had also some fear within him.
所以当他走到耶利哥城前面的时候
，When he went before the city of Jericho,
哎，那里出现一个人。
There appeared a person.
手里拿着刀了
，Holding a sword in his hand.
他就问他
，So he asked.
他说你是帮助我们的还是帮助仇敌？
Are you for us or for the enemy?
那个人说我也不是帮助你们也不是帮助敌人。
This person said neither for you or for the enemy.
我来是做耶和华军队元帅。
I'm the commander of the Lord of hosts.
所以在那里就要求约书亚把这个鞋子脱下。
And so requested that Joshua remove his shoes.
因为我们知道他在那里遇见神。
Because he met God at
there. 其实那个就是圣灵的表号。
Because that is a symbol of
the Holy Spirit. 所以
后来
我们看见当约书亚带领以色列百姓进入迦南征战的时候，
When Joshua brought children of Israel into the Land of Canaan,
几乎每一个仗都是神为他们打的。
Every battle was fought by the Lord.
主神都走在他们前头的。
The Lord was fighting ahead of them.
今天弟兄姊妹们，圣灵也是走在我们的前头。
The Holy Spirit goes ahead of us.
是他在这里主导整个的战争。
The Holy Spirit conducts is the conductor for everything.
所以我们只要顺着圣灵的带领。
So if we are led according to the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹们，你就能够得胜。
Then you can be an overcomer.
所以约翰特别告诉我们。
So John particularly tells us.
今天在基督徒属灵的生活里面。
In this matter of Christian living,
要顺服恩膏的教训是多么重要的一件事。
You must be obedient to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
很多事情我们都不知道。
Many things we do not understand.
老实讲，就是我们读圣经来讲。
Even when we study the Word of God,
我们用保罗的话来讲，就是我们所知道的人就是不知道。
According to what we know, as men, we do not understand.
到底这个灵界里面发生些什么事情，我们怎么能知道呢？
What's happening around us? How do we understand?
我们所得知这一点点的亮光，实在不够让我们知道整个形势的变化。
That the little light that we receive cannot enable us to understand all that's happening.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
只要神知道就可以了。
As long as God knows,
只要圣灵知道就可以了。
As long as the Holy Spirit knows, it's all that matters.
我们跟着圣灵的带领。
And so we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
让他做元帅。
That He is the commander in chief.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。他就能把基督在十字架上的得胜那个经历带到我们的经历里面。
He can bring the victory of the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary to us.
所以，在这个时代的里面
，especially in this generation that we live，
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们必须要做主的战士。
We must be God's warriors.
我们顺着圣灵的带领
，according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
保罗对腓立比的弟兄姊妹说
，Paul told the church in Philippi.
他说：“你们要无可指责、诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。”
That you must be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world.
保罗在世的时候啊
，When Paul was alive,
那个世界已经是。一个弯曲悖谬的一种光景。
The world at that time was already crooked and perverse.
我想今天呢，更是一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
Today we are even more crooked and perverse.
我们从来可能没在教会历史上，恐怕也没有遇见像今天地上教会所遇见的这个弯曲和悖谬。
Today, in all of church history, we perhaps have not encountered such a situation of crookedness and perverseness.
那么什么叫做这个我想在这里先把那个世代解释一下啊。
Perhaps at this point, we try to explain the word generation.
因为在中文圣经里面呢，这里讲弯曲悖谬的世代，然后你们显在这世代中。
Here, the Chinese says, a crooked and perverse generation among whom you appear as lights in the world.The world.
其实，在希腊文里面，这两个世代是两个字，不是同一个字啊。
Generation and the world are two words in the Greek.
对，那个第一个字呢，被称作是时代 ，generation。对。
The first word is generation.
那么第二个字呢，它的希腊文是 cosmos， 所以英文翻成世界。
So the second is world, cosmos.
这个 cosmos 这个字啊，在希腊原文里面，也就是系统。一个系统，一个 system。
Yeah, the word cosmos in the Greek is also meaning a system.
所以你就知道仇敌对于今天教会在地上的这个攻击啊，它是有一个整个完整的一个系统的。
So when Satan attacks this world, he has a system.
所以这个征战呢，弟兄姊妹，相当对人来讲相当不容易。
So towards according to us, it's a difficult one.
保罗称它为弯曲悖谬的这个时代。
So Paul.Terms it as a crooked and perverse generation.
什么叫做弯曲呢
？What is crooked?
就是扭曲了
，warped，
变形了
，distorted，
走了样子了
，no longer in the shape.
啊，你看今天这个世界是不是这样了
？You see the world today isn't like that.
我们越来越感觉这个人性呢被扭曲了
，that gender become warped.
这个人性呢，人的 nature。
Oh, man's nature become warped.
啊，你看到有些地方这个男不男女不女啊，叫你看了很难过。
Not man, man is not man, woman is not woman.
啊，现在美国我可以告诉你，他们现在要求啊，那个厕所要弄一个中性的厕所。
Oh, that in America there is a toilets for not man, not woman. unisex toilet.
所以你会看见这个世界的整个光景在一种非常可怕的情况底下。
So you see the world is in a terrible state.
人性完全被扭曲了。
That man's nature is completely warped.
这个同性恋的东西越来越厉害。
That homosexuality is become worse and worse.
弟兄姊妹，这是空前的，在人类历史上面都是空前的，从前都没有过。
These things never occurred in the past.
这不仅今天这个世界是这个样的光景。
Not only today, the world is like that.
弟兄姊妹们，撒旦扭曲神的话语。
Satan distorts God's word.
多少神的儿女们，因为在那个错谬的教训里面而落在一种失败的情况里当中。
Many brothers and sisters, because of wrong teaching, fall into defeat.
所以我们需要准确的来读主的话。
So we must accurately study God's word.
弟兄姊妹们，这很重要。
This is important.
他们不仅这样，他们把主耶稣基督的形象也把它扭曲了。
They also distort the image of the Lord.
那么也把整个教会扭曲了。
Also distort the whole church.
今天人对教会的观念呢，那个已经是完全不像圣经所启示的。
People's understanding of the church now is completely different from what the Bible has.
很多的东西都被扭曲了。
Everything has been
distorted. 这是仇敌的诡计。
This is the wiles of the evil one.
他要破坏真理。
He wants to destroy truth.
他要破坏那些见证的器皿。
He wants to destroy the vessels of testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这个弯曲是一个可怕的东西。
So this crookedness is a frightening
thing. 然后呢，有悖逆的事情。
And then there's perverse.
这个什么？就悖逆就是反向而行。
It is.
Opposite.
It is to move away from the right path.
这个字呢，在希腊原文里面呢，
in the Greek, this word
它还有一种意思叫做错误的解释，
has this notion of misinterpretation.
它还有一个意思叫做毁坏， corrupt.
And also corrupt.
我们可以看见呢，今天呢，仇敌在这里啊，要把这个神的话语把它扭曲掉。
And so Satan wants to distort, misinterpret the word of God.
今天有很多的人呢，他们甘心做了仇敌的工具。
Today there are many people who become Satan's vessels.
他们用人的智慧来解释圣经。
They use man's thinking to explain the Bible.
把很多主的真理通通把它用错误的解释解释出来。
And explain all of God's truth amiss.
就像从前的犹太教一样。
Like the Judaism of the past.
他们有很多人把主的话错误的领会。
And there was a lot of misinterpretation of.
我们知道这最主要的要败坏今天圣徒的信仰。
The intent is to destroy the Christian faith.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们实在是处在一个属灵征战非常剧烈的一个时代。
So we live in a most intense part of stage of the battle.
主仍旧向我们呼召。
The Lord still is calling us.
要我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里面，
that in this crooked and perverse generation,
能够像明光照耀一样，
that we may be as shining lights,
把生命的道显明出来，
that we may be able to express forth the word of life.
这是主对教会的心意。
This is the heart's intent of the Lord.
这是我们应当追求的目标。
This is something that we ought to attain towards.
这是我们应当向往、渴慕所有的一个结果。
Something that we ought to desire an end goal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
教会今天在这样的光景中，
the church in such a state today,
要能进入这个得胜的经历，
that we want to enter into this overcoming experience.
当然，我们知道征战的得胜有一些重要基本的东西是必须有的。
That in a battle to overcome, there are some important dimensions.
我想今天每一个国家都在训练军队。
Today, every country is training soldiers.
当他们站在训练军队的时候，
there when they are training soldiers,
他们有许多的要求在里面。
There are many requirements and expectations.
因为军队最重要的目的就是打胜仗。
Because the most important thing for soldiers is to win a battle.
所以为着要打这个胜仗，
so as to win this battle,
所以我们看见国家投进很多的这个金财力人力。
So the country invests a lot of money into training.
今天主的教会在地上，如果能在这个战场上能为主能够得胜。
Today, if the church can, because of the Lord, be victorious.
有一些的因素也是必须的。
There are certain factors that are important.
我想在这里至少有三件事情啊，我们在这里可以交通的。
There are these three things that we can fellowship on.
第一个
，First，
就是你要受严格的训练。
You must have strict discipline training.
我们晓得今天呢，在这个世界中，在国家的里面，就军队的训练是很严格的。
Today, many countries military training is very strict.
啊，当然这个好的训练呢，能够使这个军队呢，能够变得非常的精良，可以打仗。
A good training is able to cause the soldiers to be good.
如果这个国家的军队马马虎虎的训练
，if the soldiers are flippant,
训练不精良的
，training is not good.
这个一到战场上一定打败仗。
If they go to the battlefield, they surely will lose.
所以对于今天神的儿女来讲
，so as regards the children of God,
对于神的军队来讲。
For God's soldiers,
这个训练呢
this training,
就是告诉我们在属灵的事上要认真的追求
that in spiritual matters we must be serious in our pursuit.
要认真的学习
we must serious in our learning.
弟兄姊妹们
and sisters,
如果我们马马虎虎的
if we are flippant,
我们这个好像完全不在意的
if we are like teed up,
我想我们是不能打仗的。
How can we then fight?
我在美国听见他们那个军队的训练。
I heard in the U.S. the military training.
因为呢，这个国家呢招募军人不太容易。
It's difficult to enlist soldiers.
所以他们就开了很多的优厚的条件。
Then they have these requirements.
就是现在如果你来当兵的话呢
？If you come to be a soldier.
你又可以喝啤酒。
You can drink beer.
你也可以交女朋友。
You can befriend a girlfriend.
我一看这样的军队能打仗吗
？This kind of soldiers, how to fight?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们知道军人的要求是非常严厉的。
We know that the requirements of being a soldier is strict. Are strict.
所以今天我们这些蒙恩得救的基督徒
，Today, we who are redeemed,
保罗。也告诉我们要做基督耶稣的精兵。
Paul tells us that we must be a soldier of the Lord.
所以我们在属灵的事情上必须要非常的认真。
That in spiritual things we must be serious and diligent.
我们真是感谢神啊。
We must thank the Lord.
我们看见在神的儿女当中
，That amongst God's children,
有的弟兄姊妹真的是非常的认真。
That some brothers and sisters are really serious.
他们学习属灵的功课认真。
That they are very serious when learning spiritual lessons.
对自己要求很严格。
They have very serious expectations on themselves.
读主的话语也是读得非常的仔细。
Well, they are very careful in studying the word of God.
那么在圣经里面每一个点每一件事情，他们都要认真的把它背后的真理找出来。
That every dot in the Bible, they are very serious in discovering it.
弟兄姊妹们，这些人他们在教会里面就成了一个老练的战士。
And these people become experienced warriors in the church.
但愿神的家一代一代起来，后代比前代更好。
We hope that in the church, every generation following will be better than the previous generation.
主为什么叫我们年轻时候就得救呢
？Why does the Lord cause us to be saved when we are young?
弟兄姊妹们，因为主在我们身上还有寄望。
Because God has a hope in our lives.
我曾经碰见几个年长的弟兄们呢。
I encountered some elderly brothers and sisters.
因为他们得救的太晚了。
Because they have been saved very late in their lives.
曾经有一个年长弟兄啊，他一直的对我说啊。
This is elderly brother that kept saying to me.
他说我真是很羡慕你啊。
I really admire you.
那么年轻就得救。
You're saved when you're so young.
他说我到四十几岁才得救。
Only when I'm 40 odd years old,
他说我要再开始追求都已经晚了。
After I began, I'm already almost there, almost done.
所以青年的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters, young ones,
今天主已经拯救了你。
Today the Lord has already saved you.
主在你身上有寄望。
The Lord has an expectation on you.
主要把你训练成一个好的战士。
The Lord wants you to be a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
所以你从现在开始几年认真的在主面前来追求。
That you must be serious and diligent in your pursuit.
这个是训练的意思。
This is training.
所以教会呢，实在来讲就是基督的精兵营。
Today, the church is a training camp.
我很喜欢在这里哈，弟兄们常常写报告，我们这是教会营、啊、真的很好、啊。
Our brothers announced this is church camp, very good.
啊，所以我们到这里来了，不是来游山玩水的。
We are here. We are not climbing mountain and playing water.
现在你们清楚了吧？你来受训的。
Oh, today you are here for training.
你后悔来不及了。
Oh, you are too late. You have regretted.
我们已经走到一半了。
Oh, we are already halfway through.
弟兄姊妹们，愿我们在还余下的日子，认真的在主面前来追求。
In the remaining days, we can be diligent in our pursuit.
啊，我们在这里能接受主在我们身上的工作。
That we may receive what the Lord wants in us.
求主开启我们。
That the Lord may open us.
求主把十字架的意义更清楚摆在我们的里面。
That the meaning of the cross can be more clearly revealed to us.
求主给我们有更强烈的心愿。
That we may have a stronger desire.
愿意在主的手中被主得着。
That we may be obtained by the Lord.
所以保罗劝勉那个年轻的提摩太。
And so Paul encourages the young Timothy.
提摩太，你要跟我一起做耶稣基督的精兵。
That Timothy, you must come with me to be a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
那么做精兵呢？他这里告诉我们有几个几样的东西，我们也需要注意。
To be a good soldier, there are a couple of things that we need to be watchful on.
第一个呢，就是不要叫事物缠身。
The first is that we not be entangled by the things of this world.
你一个当兵的人呢？
Soldier.
你不能这个世上挂了太多东西。
You cannot have too many entanglements of this world.
我们晓得，当战争开始的时候。
When the battle begins,
国家命令你上战场。
That the country wants you to go out to the war battlefield.
你所有什么家人什么，通通要丢下的。
All the things of your families must be put behind.
你所有什么事业丢下的。
All your career must be put behind.
你所有的娱乐通通要丢下的。
All your entertainment must be put behind.
现在你要打仗。
Now you are in warfare.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在属灵世上也是这样。
Today in spiritual things is likewise.
我们要专心的在主的跟前来跟随他。
You must be focused in following him.
哎呀，这个时代实在是一个艰难的时代。
This is a difficult time.
尤其对青年人。
Especially to young people.
这个试探引诱实在太多了。
The temptations are just too many.
弟兄姊妹们，我们里面呢好像有很多目标。
In us there are as if so many goals.
啊，我们不够专一。
We are not specialized.
我们没有办法专心的跟随主。
We cannot concentrate and be focused in following the
Lord. 感谢主，每年呢我们有这个教会营啊。
Every year we have this camp.
啊，是希望这几天大家专心啊。
A few days they can be focused.
那弟兄姊妹，你有没有专心呢？
But sisters, have you been focused?
啊，我记得有一个弟兄曾经从香港的时候到台湾到我那里。
There was a brother from Hong Kong come to us in Taipei.
他爸爸希望他专心追求主。
The father was hoping that this person would concentrate for the Lord.
所以特别找一个呢，这个年轻的这个刚出来侍奉主的人，叫他跟他住一起，那就到我这里来了。
That's so he managed to find this young worker in the Lord to live with him.
哇，那天我们飞机上接他，我一看不得了。
When we received him, we said, "Wow, 不得了。
这个一个手上拎那个保龄球。
There's a bowling ball on one hand.
啊，那个手上又拿了个网球。
Another ball, another hand.
哇，我看他是来度假的。
He's here for recreation.
他哪里是来追求的呢
？So he can't be here for pursuing the Lord.
我一看就没希望。
I said no.
他每天一大早出去。
So early in the morning you go out.
半夜才回来。
Only in the midnight you can come back.
我们那个会所的门都关掉了。
The church doors have been closed.
结果他也聪明，他就叫那个计程车停在那个墙旁边。
So he was so intelligent. He asked the taxi to stop at the door.
他给那个计程车钱。
And give the taxi driver some money.
然后他就爬着计程车从墙头跳过来。
Oh, and he went to jump through the wall. Jump over the wall.
那你想他这个怎么能追求主呢
？So how is this person going to pursue the Lord?
所以后来我写信给他爸爸，我说对不起，我没办法。
So I wrote to his father and says, "No, I'm helpless in this matter."
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们需要专心跟随主。
We need to be focused in following the Lord.
至少在你的一生里面，你能有一段时间你是非常专心跟随主的。
At least there's one period in your life where you are very focused in following the Lord.
不叫事物缠身。
That we will not be entangled by the affairs of this world.
那么还有，他就说像运动员一样，你按照规矩。
That like the athlete, you must follow the rules.
我们知道这个今天呢，在运动场上这个是非常严肃的一件事情。
That in the sporting world, this is a a very serious thing.
你看那个 Olympic 运动会啊。
You see this Olympics.
哎呀，他们这个练习是多苦啊！一个动作练了几千遍，对不对
？Yeah. How difficult is their training?
但是最后一下你犯了规，就全部都没有了。
But if just in one last instance you break the rules, everything is finished.
所以保罗看见这个。
So when Paul saw this,
世人为了追求他们地上的这个目标啊，
earthly people when they pursue the things of this world,
他们要千锤百炼，
that they are so diligent.
一个动作呢要练上几千遍，
one action must be done 1,000 times.
为了力求怎么样不犯错误，
that they will not fall into error.
今天我们对属灵的事情看得太简单了。
Today we see spiritual things as too simplistic.
啊，那还不简单吗？圣经随便抓起来解释解释就行了。
Like we take the Bible and just simply explain, isn't it?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你要按照主的规矩。
You have to follow the rules.
并且属灵的事情呢，没有所谓的捷径。
That in spiritual things,
没有消委。
There is no shortcut.
No
shortcut.
那我们知道今天有好多基督徒啊，天天就是幻想，希望呢有一个什么很简单的方法，一天就属灵。
There many people have this desire that in one day, through a simple way, they can be spiritual.
这实在是一个很大的试探和引诱。
This is a great temptation.
我们求主怜悯我们。
The Lord be merciful to us.
属灵的事情按部就班的往上走。
That spiritual things have got.A process to undertake.
啊，这是需要的，在属灵的事情上要懂得属灵事情的规矩，很重要。
Spiritual things you must understand that there are rules.
那么不仅这样，还说呢，要像那个劳力的农夫要努力。
You must be like the hardworking farmer.
啊，今天我们需要努力。
Today we must be hardworking.
就是读圣经你也需要努力。
Even studying the Bible need to be hardworking.
花功夫啊，这怎么能够明白神的心意
？If you do not work hard in the Bible, how can you understand God's will?
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们需要有一点的训练。
We must have some form of training.
就需要有一点认真的在主面前的这个追求。
Must be diligent in pursuing after the Lord.
认真的一点的学习。
That you must have a diligent learning.
保罗在腓立比。书里面对腓立比弟兄姊妹们呢，也有一点劝勉。
That Paul also admonishes, the church of the Philippians.
在第一章第29节那里啊。
In chapter 1:29, there.
他说：“因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.”
啊，这里告诉我们说呢，你要接受主的带领到一个地步。你能够对神完全的信服
，that you must receive the Lord, follow the Lord to such a degree that you can trust him entirely.
相信他
，not only do you believe in him,
你也能把自己完全信托给他
，that you can entrust yourself wholly to him.
啊，我们知道这个一个部队训练的时候啊
，that when soldiers are in training,
他训练到一个地步，他要对他的国家有完全的信赖
，that.He's trained to a point that he's totally trusting his country.
对他的领袖有绝对的顺服。
That he will be total in obedience to his leader.
啊，这个部队才能打仗。
Then this will go into battle.
所以今天我们需要对我们的主完全的信赖。
We have to be fully trusting our Lord.
对神绝对不怀疑。
That we have no suspicion on God.
弟兄姊妹们，无论我们遭遇什么样的情况，绝对不怀疑神。
That whatever circumstances we undergo, we do not get suspicious with God.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
不仅这样，还要为能够为主受苦。
We must also suffer for Him.
因为我们基督徒啊，只有有受苦的心志
，Only if we have a disposition to suffer.
我们对主的带领才能够甘心情愿的接受。
Then we'll be willing to accept the Lord's leading.
啊，所以西方人也讲嘛。
The Westerners say.
啊，这个 no pain no glory 啊。
No pain no glory.
哎，没有痛苦，没有荣耀。
No pain no glory.
哎，所以我们今天呢，在主面前学习要有受苦的心志。
We need before the learning of the Lord the disposition to suffer.
我在美国啊，我常常心里面有一个。忧虑啊
！In the U.S., I in my heart has this worry.
又看见了我们下一代的这些孩子们呢，他们生活的光景太优厚。
That the conditions of our children are too good.
他们比我们 那个小的时候呢，那那个环境呢是完全不能比的。
That the circumstances, conditions that they live cannot be compared to our generation.
啊，这里呢，父母什么都为着他们。
Here, children, parents give them everything.
啊，那个环境呢，弄得那么样的舒服。
The environment is so comfortable.
啊，所以就很像这个。这个温室里面所培养出来的花朵 ，greenhouse。
Oh, like the greenhouse condition.
啊，那个花看起来很漂亮，但是呢
，the plants growing in the greenhouse are so good.
经不起一点点的打击和难处的。
Cannot suffer.、Yeah.
我觉得这个呢，对于这个时代神的儿女来讲，也产生重大的影响。
Yeah, this also greatly affects children of this generation.
所以我们需要有受苦的心智。
We need a disposition to suffer.
所以求主施恩怜悯我们。
That the Lord be gracious to us.
在一个非常优厚的环境里面。
That in such a condition.
能够学习为主受苦。
That we might be able to learn to suffer.
我觉得这是很重要的。
That this is important.
所以保罗对腓立比的弟兄姊妹有这方面的劝勉。
That Paul admonishes the Philippians in such a way.
当然，弟兄姊妹们。有了好的训练啊，这是一个很重要的一个基础。
With good training, that's an important foundation.
那第二方面的重要的因素呢
？A second important factor
就是需要有好的装备。
Is to be good, well equipped.
我们大家都晓得，在以弗所书第六章啊
，We know in Ephesians chapter 6,
那里神给教会有一个军装
，That God gave the church an armor.
啊，就是有一个装备。
An armor to equip them.
因为什么呢？因为保罗告诉我们，当教会有了这个装备的时候
，When the church has this equipping,
教会才能够站立得稳
，Then the church can stand firm.
才能像哥罗西书一章那里所说的，根基稳固，坚定不移。
In Colossians it says to be firmly established and steadfast and not moved.
啊
，immovable.
今天我们在这个风雨飘摇的时代中啊，要能为主站住。
Today, in these shaking times, we must stand firm.
我们看见这个世界实在是天天都在那里吹风啊，各式各样的风。
Today, there are so many winds blowing at the world.
教会里面也是吹各式各样不同教训的风。
The church also has many winds of teachings.
哎呀，神的儿女们，一下这里，一下那里，这样。
The children of Israel, one moment here, one moment there.
但是呢，弄来弄去都是不稳固的。
Doing here and there is unstable.
一点点的试炼起来就倒下去了。
A little trial and we fall.
因为什么呢？教会没有穿起主所给的军装。
Because the church had not put on the whole armor.
啊，我想我们简单的把它快快说一下啊。
In simple ways, we will go through this.
那么，在以弗所书第六章里面。
In Ephesians 6, there.
这个军装呢，第一个就是说呢，要用真理当作带子束腰。
Here, the first is to have your loins girded with truth.
保罗也彼得也告诉我们，我们要束紧心思中的腰带。
Peter also tells us we need to gird the loins of our minds.
我们知道你当兵的时候，你需要有一个腰带啊。
We know that when we go through the army, you need to gird your loins.
啊，我想这个做弟兄们的、当过兵的人都就有经验。
The brothers who have gone through the army have this experience.
啊，你一进去报道出去，发个腰带给你。
Once you go into the army, you have a belt.
那么在你受训的时候，这个腰带要拉得非常紧。
That when under training, you need to gird it firmly.
啊，我记得我去受训的时候，那个班长一个一个每天早晨就拉那个腰带哈，那么看看那个手能不能放进去，这样就是你要拉得很紧。
When I was doing the army, the leader would grab the belt and see whether the hand can go through it.
要这个腰带绑这么紧呢
？Why must we gird it tightly?
因为你要背枪，你还背背包，你要走很远的路。
Because you need to carry all the equipment and all the weapons.
这个腰是人的力量的一个来源。
And so.Girding firmly is where the strength comes from.
在属灵的事情上面
，in spiritual matters,
只有用真理把我们心思把它勒紧了。
Only through truth can we gird our heart's intent strongly.
那我们属灵的生命就很有力量。
Then our spiritual matters will have a lot of strength.
所以这是很重要的。
This is very important.
啊，今天在真理上面松散
，especially today if we are loose in the truth.
所以神的儿女们。个个都是这个没有腰带。
Then all of us will have no loins.
这样的军人是不能打仗。
These soldiers cannot fight.
那么要用公义当作护心镜。
And that we need to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
这里告诉我们，基督徒要有行义的生活。
That we have need a living of righteousness.
要有无愧的良心。
That we need a pure conscience.
这是很重要的。
It's very important.
这个心要把它保护起来。
That we need to protect the heart.
那么脚上要穿着平安福音的鞋。
That the feet needs to be shod with the gospel of peace.
我们走到任何的地方。都把这个平安的福音带给别人。
That wherever we go, we bring the gospel of peace to people.
其实传福音很重要啊。
That the preaching of the gospel is very important.
我常常感觉传福音呢，也是一个属灵的一个运动，一个操练。
That a preaching of the gospel is an exercising of spiritual things.
我觉得今天呢，在教会里面，很多弟兄姊妹对传福音都没什么负担。
That many brothers have no burden for preaching the gospel.
我记得我们年轻的时候啊。
I remember that when I was young.
很多弟兄姊妹们在福音上很火热。
And many brothers were very burdened.
有的人就立心愿
for the gospel.
我这一天呢，一定要跟十个人传福音。
Some people have this aim to preach 10 people every day.
就真的每天跑到街上去，十个人，至少十个人。
Every day they go 10 people to preach the gospel.
我记得有个弟兄就是一天晚上睡觉一想，哎呦，还缺几个呢，又爬起来了。
There was this brother who when he sleep.Woke up and says, "How many have I still not preached to?"
你看晚上跑到街上去都没什么人呢。
And now you go to the streets and there was nobody there.
他非要找到几个人，凑足了十个数才会睡觉。
He has to find 10 people before he can sleep.
弟兄姊妹们，这是属灵生命上一个很好的操练。
And that's spiritually a very good training.
我们从前弟兄们常常的口袋里面呢，都是放的不是什么车票，放了一大堆的福音单张啊。
Our brothers in the past, in their pocket, put all kinds of gospel tracts.
碰见人就发单张。
Every time they meet people, they give gospel tracts.
所以这个是需要的。
This is necessary.
那么用藤牌当作信心，信心的藤牌。
And next is to have the shield of faith.
那么这个藤牌挡住可以挡住敌仇敌的火箭。
And this is to protect from the flaming.Missiles of the evil one.
所以撒旦呢会射火箭。
Satan will shoot flaming missiles.
他就是以火当箭。
The fire is as missiles.
所以你看有的时候呢，人家说一句话做一件事情呢，哎呦，我们这个里面就烧火了。
Some people say something and inside us burning.
撒旦开始射火箭。
And that's to shoot an arrow of flame.
我们用信心来抵挡这个。
And faith is to protect it.
弟兄姊妹，下面还有就是戴上救恩的头盔。
And then after that is to put on the helmet of salvation.
告诉我们，我们的头就是我们心思的地方，我们的心思需要蒙拯救。
That our minds ought to be saved.
我们昨天已经讲了。
Yesterday we have already said.
我们需要我们的心思能改变，像基督的心思。
That we need our minds to be changed.Like、the mind of
这是在主的救恩里面非常重要的一步啊。
That in, as a matter of salvation is a very important thing.
基督徒的心头啊，如果不被保护啊
，If Christians' heads are not protected,
我们里面常常有些胡思乱想的东西、啊。
That we have nonsensical thinking.、
弟兄姊妹们，甚至有一些的思想出来了，都会伤害别人。
That these thinking can harm people.
有的东西根本就没有的，我们自己想出来的。
That there are some things that are non-existent and we Think it out.
有时候一个特殊的想法出来，让整个教会都受苦的。
And sometimes there's this weird thinking coming out, and the whole church suffers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的头需要被保护起来。
And so our heads need to be protected.
那么最后还要拿着圣灵的宝剑。
And then finally, have the sword of the Spirit.
那是神的话语。
And that is the word of God.
主的话像两刃的利剑一样。
The word of God is like two sharp, two-edged sword.
所以今天我们手中应当握住神的这个剑。
That today our hands hold on to this sword.
所以在圣经里面给我们看见一个军队需要有装备。
And so a soldier needs to be equipped.
主已经把最好的装备给我们。
The Lord has already given us the best
equipped. 教会要穿上神所给的这个装备。
The church must put on this whole armor.
我们都知道今天呢这个时代战争啊，战争呢是特别打装备战，看谁的装备好。
Today the warfare is tested on whose armor is better.
你的装备越好，你就越容易打胜仗。
Whoever is more equipped will be better to fight.
所以主所给的军装，我们不能轻看它。
We cannot lightly esteem the armor of the Lord.
我们要在实际的生活中，教会的生活里面，看见这些装备。
We must, in reality, in the church, see these equipping of, from the Lord.
啊，第三方面重要的因素。
The third factor that's important.
就是打仗了，你知道军队很重要的东西需要有士气。
That when we fight a battle, we must be in high in spirit.
啊，这个灵，就是基督徒来讲，这个灵里面要刚强。
That the inner man must be strong.
啊，这个灵就是我们里面的人呢。
This inner spirit is the inner man.
保罗在以弗所书里面也告诉我们，我们里面的人要刚强起来。
Our inner man must be strong.
保罗特别为以弗所的教会祷告。
That Paul particularly prays for the church in Ephesus.
在三章十六节那里说，求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借他的灵，叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through the spirit in the inner man.
如果一个军队也没有士气，
if a soldiers do not have high spirits,
也不能打仗，
then they cannot fight.
我看在台湾呢，他们常常有人在那里讲，
in Taiwan, very often they say,
这个军队没有士气，
that the soldiers have no,
因为不知道为谁打，
no high spirits because they do not know who they are fighting for.
所以这个士气就没有了，
then they become demoralized.
这种没有士气的部队是不能打仗，
soldiers without high spirits cannot fight.
我们在旧约圣经里面呢，可以看见当以色列人在征战的时候啊
，In the Old Testament, when the children of Israel fight, go for war,
他们相互之间的彼此激励
，That together they encourage themselves.
在撒母耳记下第十章十二节
，In 2 Samuel chapter 10 verse 12,
记载着当这个以色列他们跟这个亚兰和亚门人征战的时候
，When the children of Israel were fighting with the Ammonites and the Arameans.
这个约亚跟他的兄弟亚比赛两个人呢
？That Joab and his brother Abishai，
他们就相互之间的这个鼓励。
Then they mutually encourage one another。
他说：“今天我们要为着神的部队做大丈夫啊
！”Today we must be strong and to let and to show ourselves courageous。
我们中文的翻译很好啊
，Chinese translation is good。
做大丈夫啊
，to be a big husband。
No, 不是那个。
Man of courage.
对，他们要有非常非常的非常的勇气。
They must be very strong and courageous.
面对仇敌没有惧怕。
They would not be fearful.
所以保罗在腓立比书里面呢
，Paul in Philippians
对腓立比弟兄姊妹讲说呢
，He tells the church in Philippi
第一章二十八节说。
In chapter 1, verse 28,
凡事不怕敌人的惊吓
that they will not be alarmed by your opponents.
所以你要打仗，你被敌人吓倒了，你就不能打仗了。
That if you are afraid of your enemy, then you will be defeated.
弟兄姊妹们，绝对不怕仇敌。
That we would not be afraid.
求主把赐给加勒和约书亚的灵赐给我们。
That the spirit given to Joshua and Caleb will be given to us.
我每次读到这个民数记，读到他们那所讲的话，心里面都觉得非常受鼓舞啊。
Every time we read the words that were recorded in Numbers, we were very encouraged.
啊，其他那十个探子说啊，我们看自己像蚱蜢，他们看我们也像蚱蜢。你看这个就完了吗
？So, they said that we are like grasshoppers, and they look at us as grasshoppers, and we are finished.
加勒和约书亚不是这样说的。
Joshua and Caleb did not say this.
他说我们上去。
Says we will go forth.
那个荫庇他们的已经离开他们了。这个荫庇他们的 cover 他们的那些那个邪灵。
Oh. The.
就保护他们的已经不在了。
Those that protect them are no longer for them.
我们靠耶和华足够能得胜。
Depending on Jehovah, we can be victorious.
最雄壮的话是什么呢
？What is the boldest word?
仇敌就是我们的食物。
That the devil is
our food.
Is our food.
哇，这个多好多美丽的话。
This is beautiful words.
弟兄姊妹们，仇敌就是我们的食物。
That the enemy is our food.
我记得好像曾经有跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
I remember saying this to brothers and sisters.
如果今天来了个小仇敌
，Today if there's a small enemy，
那还吃不饱了。
Then you cannot be full。
来了个大仇敌，感谢主来了。
Oh, big enemy, we can thank the Lord。
哈，这下子可以摆筵席了。
Oh, then we can have a feast。
弟兄姊妹，不要怕艰难。
We must not be afraid of。
要有这种的勇气、啊、
We must have this courage.
我们晓得今天我们在这个时代中、啊、
We know in these times that we live.
我们要遇见最大仇敌的攻击了。
We receive the greatest attacks of the evil one.
我们有没有预备好呢
？Have we equipped ourselves?
我们要说感谢主。
We must say thank the Lord.
哈，筵席来了。
Oh, a feast is coming.
哈，大仇敌来了。
Oh, big enemy is coming.
这下可是要吃得饱了。
Oh, this time we can be full.
啊，这个才是主的精兵。
Then this is.To be the Lord's
soldiers,
that we will not be afraid of our opponents.
当然，我们需要靠主的恩典。
We need to depend on the Lord's grace.
我们知道我们天性上的软弱。
We know our weaknesses.
我们不是在这里大声喊自己就开始气就起来了。
Not, we are not here just to raise our voices and we become strengthened.
弟兄姊妹们
，friends, sisters,
我们的得胜乃是靠那位万军之耶和华。
Our victory is dependent on the Lord of hosts.
那是依靠我们的主。
And that is depend on our Lord.
像大卫说，有人靠驹，有人靠马，我们却靠万军之耶和华的名。
That David says that you depend on horses, but we depend on the Lord of hosts.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
耶稣基督的名是超乎万民之上的名。
That the name of our Lord is above all names.
我们奉主的名。弟兄姊妹们，不怕任何仇敌的这个惊吓。
In the name of the Lord, we have no need to fear the enemy.
所以我们的主神在末了的时代
，That in these end days,
他在教会中呼召得胜者。
That in the church, he is calling for the overcomers.
当环境时代越来越邪恶的时候
，When the conditions around us are increasingly worsened,
但愿我们越能够像明光照耀。
That we can even more.Be as light in the world. That we can express forth the word of life.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你我已经在战场上。
Today we are already in the battlefield.
啊，我们再说我们没有打不打的问题。
I say again, it's not a matter of whether we want to fight or not.
只有胜败的问题。
It's only a matter of victory or defeat.
愿主把得胜的灵赐给我们。
That the Lord gives us the spirit of overcoming.
得胜的心智赐给我们。
The disposition of overcoming to be given to us.
弟兄姊妹说，为着我的主耶稣基督。
That for the sake of the Lord
Jesus. 为着那位爱我们的主耶稣基督。
For the sake of the Lord God who loves us.
为着他把这个荣耀的托付摆在我们身上。
For the sake of the glory that he has entrusted us.
我们靠着他的名刚强站立。
That we depend on his spirit to be strengthened.
让教会在这一个弯曲悖谬的时代里面
，That the church in this crooked and perverse generation
能像明光一样的照耀
，That we may appear as lights in the world，
把生命的道显明出来
，That we may express forth the word of life。
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Shall we close in a word of prayer？
主，我们求你复兴你自己的教会。
Lord, we ask that you will revive your own church.
向你的教会显现。
That you will reveal yourself to the church.
因为你是得胜的主。
Because you are the God of overcomers.
你胜过仇敌一切的作为。
You have overcome all the wiles of the evil one.
今天你把得胜的权柄赐给你的教会。
Today you've given us the rights of overcoming the church.
愿我们靠着你的名刚强站立。
That we depend on your name.To stand
在属灵的征战上面能为主得胜
that we can be victorious in spiritual war
好叫你的生命能够像明光照耀一样从所有的圣徒们身上被显明出来
that your life can be a shining light coming forth from all the saints
愿你的教会荣耀你的圣名
that the church can glorify your name
主啊愿你回来的日子
Lord that your days of return
遍地充满你的荣耀
That your whole earth will be filled with your glory
各处都看见那些为主征战的圣徒
That all can see around the Christian warriors
求你借着你的灵使我们里面的人刚强起来
That through your spirit our inner man can be strengthened
主啊在这样一个荒凉可怕的时代里面
That in such a perverse generation.
你留我们在地上为你做见证。
That you remain us in this world for testimony.
求你更多与你的教会同在。
That all that increase you increase your presence with the church.
主啊，借着这些话语激励我们。
That through these words you will encourage us.
主啊，让那个属灵的实际能够临到我们的身上。
That the spiritual realities will come upon us.
主，我们把前面的路仰望在你的手中。
That the road ahead we place before you.
让我们能有美好的光景迎接你的再来。
That we will have a beautiful condition to receive you.
我们谢谢你与我们众人同在。
We thank you that you are with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.